This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the KDKA All Local on Pittsburgh's News Weather and Traffic Station. 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
I'm Paul Rasmussen. New this hour, City Council member Anthony Coghill is disputing he requested a quid pro quo to support Chris Ragland's confirmation as permanent chief of police. News Radio KDKA's David Ballarato has the story.
Ragland's withdrawal from consideration came just a day before council had to vote on extending his interim title for another 30 days. And in 3 rounds of often heated discussions on Ragland's decision, Councilmember Anthony Coghill denied that he'd put any pressure on Ragland to make certain appointments.
There was no quid pro quo here.
He wanted to know who Ragland would be putting in those positions as council's public safety chief, and he says that's what it would take to get his vote.
If that's what scared him away, I'm sorry for that. It's a shame, and it just tells me he doesn't have the backbone for this job.
Teresa Kale Smith also said she wanted to know who would be getting appointments based on the morale in the force. Barb Warwick, one of Ed Ganey's stronger supporters on council, denounced what she called the politicization of the process and asked her colleagues if it was worth it to derail the nomination. David Ballarato, News Radio, KDKA.
Also, the president recognized guests of the First Lady. The family of firefighter Corey Comparator was there last night.
We're joined by Corey's wife, Helen, who was his high school sweetheart, and their two beloved daughters, Allison and Kaylee.
Also in the House gallery were Mark Fogel and his mother. President Trump spoke for several minutes about Fogel's return from a Russian labor camp and also the events on July 13th that led to Comparator's death. Some churches are offering drive-through services on this Ash Wednesday, as usual, but the Diocese of Pittsburgh is not. News Radio KDK's Tamira Rush has more.
Bishop Zubik says for all Christians, Ash Wednesday marks the 40 days of getting ready for the Feast of Easter.
You know, what we're dealing with here is how do we become better people? That's the important thing. You know, it's good to have a cross on our forehead. You know, it's good to decide we're going to do some disciplines. But the most important thing about Ash Wednesday is not the what am I doing? But the why. Why am I doing it?
He says he has some concerns with the drive-through services.
You know, it's like it's a run-by. You know, it's like we get it, maybe don't think about the reason why we're doing it.
Zubik says the Diocese of Pittsburgh is sticking to the traditional Ash Wednesday in-church services. Tamira Rush, News Radio, KDKA.
Get ready for a return of winter weather. AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg says after a high of 64 today, temps will drop and rain will change to snow showers late tonight and tomorrow.
Shouldn't amount to too much, at least not in the city. Just watch for some, you know, some slick spots, especially secondary roads and things like that. And the higher elevations stand a chance of getting, a coating to an inch, mainly on non-paved surfaces during the day tomorrow.
Thursday's high, just 36.
Thanks for listening to the KDKA All Local. You can follow or subscribe to this podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest breaking news, traffic, and weather, be sure to tune in to KDKA or download the Odyssey app to take us with you wherever you go.